Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, live from the TireRack.com studios with my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are brought to you by TireRack.com because they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And as we like to say here at the Odd Couple, this is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell yeah.
And Rob, I brought a little theme music. I'm back in black, baby. Chris Broussard is back from COVID.
I don't know about the black, though. I'll say that.
I am black. Like melanin challenged,
yes.
But black nonetheless.
All right, that's what I was going to say.
It's good to be back,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, good to have you back. I'm glad that you are feeling better. I know you're not totally there, but you sound good, so it's good. I was checking
I'm good
on
enough.
You.
I actually tested positive today for COVID still.
Wow.
So I got it Saturday, and that's why I've been out, obviously. But I still have it, but I definitely feel better. No more fever, muscle aches, any of that. My
voice that's all
back.
Good. Yeah,
my voice was gone.
And love and prayers to the family because I know they're still dealing with some stuff. So I know
definitely.
That's a tough time right there.
Yeah. So we appreciate all the support and the prayers. And but it's good to be back, man.
We were
you
giving you
get
prayers.
Back to work.
Yep, we were giving you prayers. So that'll
good.
Be good. A couple more days, and maybe the weekend, and you'll be back. 100%, 100%.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, let's get going, Rob. There's a lot to talk about, so let's have some fun. And let's have some serious discussion as well. We got Chad Finn, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, the Odd Couple crew is in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. Alex the Sometimey Vegan.
He's a vegan.
Is he? Were you a vegan on Thanksgiving, Alex?
I was, CB. No, sir.
Really?
I would have been proud.
Wow. I'm shocked.
Hey,
all right.
Let me see.
I guess you are back
here's
to being a vegan.
Here's a test. I'm going to Cheesecake Factory today.
After the show.
Uh-oh. Look, he put his hands in his head. His head in his hands. He's like, ah.
Rob, we got to stop this.
All right, I don't know. I'm not going to go.
Messing with him.
Yeah, I'm not going to go.
Tyshert's Tower of Trivia is in the third hour of the show. Rob G is out, so Richard Herrera is the super producer.
Ricky, don't lose my number.
Oh.
You know that song?
There you go.
No, it's a song. Ricky, you know that's a song, right?
Yep.
Okay, Chris, don't.
Yeah, no, I know that's what everybody
Ricky
knows.
Ricky, don't lose my number.
Who sings that,
yeah,
Rob?
Who's that by?
No, whatever. Nah. I don't even know
Let's
who is
keep
mine.
It that
Let's
way.
Keep it that way. Whoever it was. Whoever sang right. that in the
it
70s.
Ain't Rob Parker.
Right.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
That's
there
Steely
you go.
Dan.
That's right.
Yes.
We should
All
know
right.
that.
And on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get to it. LeBron James has something to get off his chest last night after they won their game. I can't even remember who they played. I was watching
Portland,
it, too.
Portland.
Yeah, okay, right. They beat Portland. They won 6 of 8, so they're turning things around slowly but surely. Well, we'll see. But anyway, after the game is when the fireworks really began, and LeBron has something to say, a message for the media. Here it is.
That Jerry Jones photo is one of those moments that our people, black people, have been through in America. And I feel like as a black man, as a black athlete, as someone with power and a platform, when we do something wrong or something that people don't agree with, it's on every single tabloid, every single news coverage. It's on the bottom ticker. It's asked about every single day. But it seems like to me that the whole Jerry Jones situation photo, and I know it was years and years ago, and we all make mistakes. I get it. But it seemed like it's just been buried under, like, oh, it happened. Okay, we just move on.
Rob, what are your thoughts?
I think LeBron could not be more wrong. I think LeBron,
wow.
this is typical grandstanding by LeBron. And I'm not talking about coverage in this country. If you want to critique how right. black people have been covered, Chris, I'm not naive. I've been in the news people. Right. You're not telling me anything about that. But the idea that you're surprised that the media asked you about Kyrie Irving, who is a person you won a championship with, a former teammate, someone you had a personal relationship with, someone in your league who was suspended after all this stuff, you're shocked that you were asked about Kyrie Irving, but you weren't asked about Jerry Jones, who is not, as far as we know, you have a personal relationship with, who is in a different league, who's a different owner, and I don't think you would bring everything to LeBron's, ask him about everything. Should we ask you about Kanye, too, and should we ask you about Udoka, and should we ask you about everything? I mean, like those guys are in your league. You came out when the time came, Chris. He came out and gave his own statement that the NBA got it wrong when it came to Sarver. Do you remember that? Nobody had to ask him. He did it himself.
Right.
He said, my league got it wrong. Okay, LeBron, that's fine. To say that the Jerry Jones story wasn't covered is false. It is false, Chris. And we covered it a week ago. It was on ESPN, CNN. Go to Google. I mean, go to YouTube. Go look at the shows and the people who commented on it. Who buried it? That I don't believe like the notion that Jerry Jones. Chris, there's a video where he's interviewed by, like, it looks like 50 reporters in Dallas.
Right.
And they
asked
him.
Did you watch the whole video?
The whole interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw, like, most of it. I can't say okay. I saw it to the very end, but I watched it. Our guy Clarence down there, he was very prevalent. I remember there were not softball questions.
Was he grilled? Because the answers I saw from him left a lot to be desired.
No, Clarence asked him, do you regret being there? You know, like,
okay.
that's a legit question.
And what'd he say?
He said, I was 14. I didn't know the magnitude of it. And the other thing, Chris, we talked about this. Say whatever you want. You could say that you don't believe Jerry Jones' answers. You could say that his answers aren't good enough for you, and you have a right to do that.
Right.
Okay? But you honestly, if you could look at that picture and tell me that Jerry Jones was blocking the kids, I can't. Okay?
You're right. Like, look.
Like, stop it. Stop it.
That's the truth. And I am not defending Jerry
neither
Jones.
Neither am I.
At all.
But, Chris, they we are.
Neither one of them. But we said, like, you cannot tell from that photo. Now, look, my suspicion is that Jerry Jones, being raised in Arkansas at that time, I mean, and this is where I had a problem with one of his quotes, right? Because, like I said, his answers left me with wanting to know more.
And, Chris, that's fair. That's fair.
And I don't know if he wasn't asked. Like, was he asked, what were your views on race at that time? You know, was he at, because Kyrie, this is where I do agree with LeBron. Kyrie was grilled. Kyrie was grilled until they tried to get him to give him the answer they wanted. And the answers I saw from Jerry Jones were weak. Like, what? Okay, I get it. You're right, right? He looked curious. He looked like a 14-year-old kid that's like, what's going on
here? If there was a picture of him in front of the black kids, Chris, or with an angry look on his face, or yelling, you know what, it captured you and you could tell.
Absolutely.
You could go, like, I don't know what he said, but he looked like he trying to stop the black kids.
Right.
And it would have been a bigger story, Chris, if we got Jerry Jones in action. But go ahead.
But they should have asked him, and if they didn't, I mean, grilled him. What were your views about race back then? Because he said nobody there had any idea of what was going to take place. Really? Jerry, stop it. 1957, there were black people being lynched down the South at that time. This was a huge national story trying to integrate the schools. You grew up in a segregated situation. You knew the blacks were on their side. You were on your side. You knew that the talk was they wanted to integrate the schools. Everybody had to be talking about it. Don't act like nobody knew. Who knew? We didn't have the 70 years of hindsight that we have now. Really? Because we knew, and white folks knew too. And so that's where, and I get it, he was 14. I wasn't expecting him to, know everything at that point. And I'm just saying, don't act like it was just this big mystery, like, oh my God, who knew?
Right. But it was.
I want to hear what his views were, and I want to hear him, asked about, well, how's that shaped the way you handle players now, or make your hires or things like that. So that's different from LeBron, but go ahead on LeBron.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and he was where he should be at 14 years old, which is school. Like it's not like he was at some sort of rally or some sort of, you know what I mean? Like where they went to.
That could have been anybody. That's pro-integration and been in that same
And been
position.
In that same no exact question. Spot. Yeah. And that, and so that's I, that's totally. The only thing I think that people – who just want, if you want to believe that, that's fine. But you can believe that and say, I don't believe his answers or I think he's racist because that's just how I feel, which is fine.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. And again, maybe they did grill him, Rob.
I thought the stuff that I heard, Chris, they asked him about it, and it wasn't just softballs. I mean, okay. And we know a couple of guys down there, Calvin Watkins.
Right.
And Clarence.
Nui.
Nui, those guys. And you remember, we had Nui on the show, Chris. Matter of fact, when you were off.
We should get somebody from Dallas down there on the show. Look, as far as LeBron, I'll say this. You are right, Rob, in that, I mean, it can't be expected to ask him every question that deals with race.
It's just,
sometimes he's asked, sometimes he's not. You know, you brought up the points why Kyrie was just a natural.
Isn't that a natural, Chris?
Teammate. You two won one of the greatest championships ever. Yes. It's a natural. I'm with you. What I will say, though, is this, and you're right, like, you don't have to ask questions like that. But some, like, I've asked questions like that before. I'm sure you have too. And look, you could have, I don't want to say justified asking LeBron, because you could justify asking any player who's, he's known to speak out on race. But here's the other thing about LeBron, Rob. He's a known person who grew up as a Cowboys fan. And he said just a couple of weeks ago, remember on his Thursday night simulcast,
that he wasn't a Cowboys fan anymore.
I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore because of the way they handled the Kaepernick kneeling situation and all that. So to me, that was a bridge. Now, you're right. I mean, they didn't have to ask him, right? But that was a bridge to ask. And so I think they could. I would have liked to have heard them ask him. But I got to say this. LeBron did – I guess it's a little bit in there. But he did not give us the answer. He just chastised the media for not asking him the question – but we still don't know what he thought about the photo and Jerry Jones being in it.
He didn't want the media to ask questions. And Chris, that was...
Well, let me say that the only thing, maybe this was his point, Rob. Maybe his point was there was more energy in his view on Kyrie than there was on Jerry Jones. He said, keep the same injury. Maybe that was his point, but now, LeBron, you wanted to be asked about it. I want to hear your answer on Jerry Jones.
See, here's the other thing, Chris. If he came out with something and his take, the way that he came out against Sarver and the way he came out, who was the other one he had one recently where he had a take? Asked him anything. And then people could have said, Chris, in that, hey, if he would have made a statement about the Jerry Jones picture, people could have said, hey, LeBron, you grew up as a Dallas Cowboys fan. Does this change the way you view the Cowboys?
Well, he said it did.
You know what I mean? That could have been part of it. But I don't think looking at reporters that they missed the boat because they didn't ask him about Jerry Jones. I don't look at it that way. You might and then he might have said, don't ask me about that, or I don't want to get involved in that. That's football, or that could have been his response.
It's not as natural a question as the Kyrie. It's clear about that. But again, I would have liked to hear his thoughts. I'm glad he broached the topic, but like I said, I want to hear what he thought about it. Make a statement about it. But we're gonna throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think LeBron James was right and that the media should have asked him about the Jerry Jones situation? And what are your thoughts overall on Jerry Jones? 877-996-6369. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, back together again. Keep it locked.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Or you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
And Rob, after you're done shaving,
yes,
what you need to do is go out back, get on your big green egg.
Wow.
And then start cooking, because nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a big green egg. It is the most versatile grill you'll ever own, and is backed by a lifetime warranty. So get it with the Fox Sports Tailgate, which is presented by Big Green Egg. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, you get a limited warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Should the Packers go with Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Sylvan in Utah. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Sylvan?
Hey, guys. Just calling from the home of Utah State, where Jordan Love played his college ball.
Yes.
Oh, good. Tell us something. So did you watch him then?
Oh, yeah. I was there every game. I love the Aggies. And Jordan Love was great when he was here. I got to say, I'd love to have Jordan Syme come, but I don't think it's quite yet. Like, you can't be paying Aaron Rodgers as much as you are and go through the organization. As big as I am a fan of Jordan Love, and I think he's a serviceable quarterback, I'd like to see him succeed, and I think he will eventually. Just, the way the Packers have treated Aaron Rodgers, you just got to stick with him for now. And anyway.
Yeah, there you go. We appreciate the call. And Chris and I think, too, as long as they're mathematically involved, you got to stick with Aaron Rodgers. And as soon as that's over, Chris, then you could have that conversation. Leo in New York City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo?
Oh, good evening, everybody. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
What up, brother? We good. We know you got something smart to say.
Wait a minute.
Smart alecky.
Hey, he was, smart, you know, alecky. Are you gonna rip Chris for being sick
smart
or no?
Alecky.
Nah. CB, it's very nice to have you back, I thought you were doing like the extended, weekend after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving, yes.
No, That was the plan, but it got derailed.
Yes.
Yeah, the Lord had other plans for you.
Yes, exactly.
But you know what? I got to say this, guys. Stop it! It would be a colossal mistake to let Aaron Rodgers play. No. Sit the guys down. We don't care about his feeling. We're paying $50 million a year for that. We need to see Jordan Love play. I mean, even if you're not going to keep the kid, you're going to have to trade him. For that, you have to let everybody else see him play. We're talking about mathematically eliminated. That can happen in week 15 or week 16.
Right.
So what, the kid going to have one game to play only? Come on. And
but do you, do you want, if you got a, you're Aaron Rodgers or you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, do you want him having a mentality of, it's over?
But,
you got what? How many games they got left? Five games left.
Right.
But this is
they're
Chris,
not
this
out. Is, I mean, the NFC is horrible, man. Somebody's going to make it with a bad record in addition to Tampa Bay.
Right. Tampa Bay going to win the division with a losing record,
yep.
And then there might be another team that can get in. Leo, thanks for the call.
I get Leo, but I'm just saying, like, you got to want to win.
No, you have to. How about cheese in North Carolina? And my cheese was hot. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
And my cheese was hot.
What up, cheese?
Fellas, how's it going, Chris? It's good to hear y'all. Good to hear you, my man.
Thank you, man. Back. Good to be back.
Hey, man. I'm gonna have to agree with Chris of what he was saying as far as with Al Rogers, man. I think he should. You don't want to concede, but to the season, but. I mean, you got to do what you. I mean, I want to see the kid play, man, and I feel like the season is done, and I think you got to get a guy a shot.
But see, like I said, you and me and any outsider, we can say the season's done. I don't want anybody on that roster or at least on the coaching staff thinking that. You know,
you're right. But to run the table, hey, Chris. To run the table is like shooting a half. It's like shooting a full court shot in order for them to make the.
They might only have to go 4-1, which sounds crazy. They'd be what 8-9, but that might get you in.
8-9,
yes, because they have the extra.
I'm thinking 9-8. About 9-8.
All right. Let me look at the.
Thanks, Cheese.
Yep,
appreciate it. How about Kevin in Texas? Kevin, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, Chris, glad to hear you back, brother.
Thank you, man. Good to Rob, be back.
And Rob, always nice to hear you, man. You always got the jokes. As a long-suffering Dallas Cowboy fan, man, I want to tell you, I'm done seeing Aaron Rodgers. He done cost us at least 2 Super Bowls. He's a bad man. If anybody wants to talk about Wolverine blood, is that man. I don't need him rejuvenating in any way this season and getting them to the playoffs and costing my boys another run at this thing.
Well, first of all,
I'm 31 years
old.
I haven't seen the Super Bowls. I was 5 years old, man. I'm done with Aaron Rodgers.
He is certainly a Cowboys killer, but I think as good as he is, I don't think he costs you Super Bowls. Like, y'all just ain't no good. Haven't been any good for a quarter of a century. All right. Somebody else was going to do it if it wasn't him.
We could squeeze one more in. Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, we're talking about here mathematically eliminated. A better chance Aaron Rodgers has to win Powerball than he does for the Packers to make it into the playoffs. This season has not gone according to plan. The remaining games, what do we got here? Dolphins? Come on now, Tua's not
should
having
he that. Feel that way?
No,
I mean,
of course.
I tend to agree with you. I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs.
But don't act like he shouldn't feel like they can't win because you got to play one game at a time. You don't look at the whole schedule. You can't win the season. You play one game. Oh, we could beat the Bears. All right, they beat the Bears. Then the next week they beat the Minnesota. Then they beat the Lions. That's how you have to look at it.
100%. But realistically. Vikings and Dolphins are going to be tough games. I like Aaron Rodgers' moxie, his confidence. I'm just saying from an organizational and from an objective fan confidence standpoint, the people want to see the young kid. At this point in time, Jordan Love's not going to get an opportunity when the Packers are winning, rolling, as they have been.
No, I get it. I get it. I totally get it. But like I said, I just think Aaron Rodgers has to do it. And Rob, you can't, to me, and I don't know, what would he do? If he really wants to play, I guess he'd come back. But to me, you can't just piss Aaron Rodgers off.
No.
You know, I mean, he's going to be your quarterback next year, unless you can somehow trade him.
Kent, with that deal, it seems like it's almost impossible.
It seemed like it would be hard. I mean, obviously, I'd actually love to see him in, say, a San Francisco or somewhere like that. But I just think it might be hard with that deal to move him. But so you gotta kind of go into it, unless you, again, know you can trade him, thinking he's going to be your quarterback next year. So you don't want to, like, piss him off because of the way you ended this season. All right. Eddie House, NBA champion, joining us in the moment. But first, Steve DeSager with the update. Steve?
Well, underway Steve. For the Thursday night game in the NFL at New England.
It's a snoozer. I'm sorry.
We're a little early here.
Rob's going to say, Rob, it's like 7 minutes in.
Snoozer. All right.
It's 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Bills 3-0 leading at New England, getting a field goal on their first drive. New England's just gone 3-and-out. Patriots without running back Damian Harris due to a thigh injury. Bills linebacker Von Miller was placed on injury reserve with a bad knee, so he'll miss a month. This is our Discover Card key matchup. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. University of Michigan star running back Blake Corum will have knee surgeries, out for the season. He missed most of last week's game against Ohio State. The Big Ten title game will be Saturday night on Fox TV, No. 2 Michigan against Purdue. The Pac-12 championship game will be tomorrow night on Fox. No. 4, USC against Utah. At the World Cup, Japan won its group, beating Spain 2-1. It'll face Croatia Monday in the round of 16. Morocco won its group, beating Canada 2-1. Canada went 0-3 in the tournament. Its only score today came on an own goal, the first of this year's World Cup. Croatia advanced after a tie against Belgium 0-0. Belgium is out. Germany is knocked out early for a second straight World Cup, despite a win in its finale against Costa Rica 4-2. Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry passed away at the age of 84. The Tampa Bay Rays signed pitcher Zach Eflin from the Phillies. Just one NBA game tonight, approaching mid-third quarter at Detroit. The Pistons, with a 5-18 record, are leading Dallas 76-73, despite 28 points from Luka Doncic. In college basketball, No. 2 Texas, Longhorns ahead of No. 7 ranked Creighton, 55-46 under 8 minutes to go. UCLA's at Stanford tonight. No. 4, Arizona at Utah. In the NHL, among the 11 games, New Jersey, with a 19-4 record, is leading 3-2 against Nashville late second period. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Hit it. NBA champion, NBA sharpshooter, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Eddie House. What up, brother?
What's happening, guys? What's going down?
We are good, brother. Great to have you on. Let's get right to it. A lot to get to. The team that you covered, the Celtics, and you won your championship with, they got the best record in the league, clearly look like the best team. Offensively, Eddie, I don't know if you knew this, they got the highest ranked team in NBA history in terms of offensive efficiency. How have they gone from being, you know, a team that was tremendous defensively and good offensively to, like, this historically good offensive team this year?
Well, I think it's a handful of things. And, I mean, as good as they were defensively, you talk about this year, I think that you look at the two guys, the main two guys, right? You talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I'll even throw Marcus Smart in there. Let me talk about him too. I think they understand. They've been playing with each other for a long period of time. They understand how to play with each other, what it takes to try to win, and they are selfless superstars. And I know Jason Tatum had 49 points last night, but if you watch the games, right, they make the right play, and when you make the right play consistently, and you give up a good pass to get a great pass, and guys are walking in the shots and ready, and the pass is on time or target, and you just taking a rhythm jump shot, that's the reason why they're where they're at offensively right now. And it's I'm telling you, it is so fun to watch night in and night out because it doesn't matter. It's somebody different on the bench every night, and the guys that are supposed to be the guys show up every night. It's because they share the basketball and they trust one another. That's the one word I always use when I'm talking about them is trust. And they have trust not only in their head coach, but they have their head coach has trust in them, and then they trust one another. So I see them continuing to move this way. Now, shooting the ball at the high clip they are, you know, that's kind of pressing it, but they're still going to play that same particular way.
Now, you mentioned the coach, Joe Mazzulla, obviously replaced Ime Udoka. How much of this is him?
Well, I think what it was is he came in and it's like on autopilot, right? As long you're not going to crash the plane unless you take over and try to land it and don't know how to land. I think Joe Mazzulla understands how to land the plane, understand that I'm just not going to get in the way of what we have. And what I will do is I will preach, let's share the basketball a lot more. But on top of that, I look at what they did last year at this time, and then when they started going on that winning streak, it became trust in one another. Guys were pressing. Jason Tatum was pressing. Jaylen Brown was pressing. They were trying to show that I'm the guy. They understand that it's going to be a handful of guys that's going to get it done some nights, and you're going to always be a part of it. Which way are you going to be a part of it? And I think it's the understanding, again, the word trust is the word that I've always used with this team is because they trust in him. But first and foremost, he has to show that he trusts them. And it goes down to the bottom of the bench. Like guys that don't even get in, all of a sudden they get in, and next thing you know, you look up, they make a run. And it's because of guys like Peyton Pritchard. It's because of guys like Luke Kornet and Sam Hauser, these guys, because he does trust. They might not play in the first half, but in the second half, when their number got called, they'll be ready. So trust is the big word with this team.
Hey, let me ask you about Kevin Durant and his play. He had 43 a couple nights ago. Then he had 39 last night in beating the Wizards. And he's made 44 of his last 64 shots from the field. Just talk about him playing and – you know, people remember after they got swept and how he looked, people were saying, oh, he's not as good anymore. I mean, he's looked good this season.
Well, whoever was looking at him play basketball and say he doesn't look good, they need to go get LASIK surgery or they go get some glasses and get their prescription upgraded if they already got glasses. Because
I think Rob just made that up.
No, there were people.
Everybody was saying.
Yes, they were.
Good.
They were criticizing
they
him.
He got outplayed.
No, they were criticizing. They were saying he was downgraded. He's not a top 10 player, top 8 or 5, whatever it was.
I mean, if anybody bought into that and anybody said it, you know, it's clickbait out there all day, right? So if you clicked on that thinking that they were about to show you some numbers where you've seen a decline. Yeah, you falsely mistaken because, I mean, we know what Kevin Durant is. He's nowhere near gone or fell off a cliff, nowhere near to the point to where you have any questions on his basketball abilities and what he's able to go out there and do night in and night out. And when I say night in, night out, he's a guy that does play night in and night out.
Right.
And he does what he does. So, to me, it's not surprising. Come on, man. Probably the thickest score that we've seen in our time as far as what his attributes are, his height, his ability to handle the basketball, his ability to be a three-level scorer and shoot the ball from anywhere on the court, knock down free throws, play with his back to the basket. I mean, I don't know what else you want that guy to do or anybody wants that guy to do as far as basketball because he has touched it all. And, I mean, I'm
not surprised. I got a bone to pick with his game.
The shooting is 68% from the field, which is astounding. Go ahead.
That's just so stupid and ridiculous.
Come on, man.
I got a bone to pick with Kevin Durant.
Why is
he only taking 4.7 threes per game? He's a career 38% shooter from three. I know he is a mid-range assassin.
Right.
But, Eddie, and I get it. It's probably not because a lot of people would say, oh, gee, he just needs to step out and take more threes. My guess, Eddie, is that for some reason it would take him out of his rhythm. He's never averaged more than six threes a game.
Hey, Chris, Oh, boy, I'm telling you, you know a little something. Because I was getting ready to say that. That would take him, if he went in the game and went to focus on, I need to shoot. He ain't a hooper like that. He hoops. Whatever it is that is given to him, he takes it. If he walks into a three, he's going to take it. But he's not going to hunt threes. And I think even as a coach, understanding your player and how he plays, you wouldn't want to force him into uncomfortable threes to where you making him take a three. No, you let Kevin Durant orchestrate whatever he – Mozart and Beethoven. I know – didn't nobody tell them how they supposed to be playing their music. You know, and so you got to let him go ahead and do what he does. You understand?
Could he – could
let
you
him
try
go out
to
there and ball out.
Let me – and I get it. I totally get what you're saying. I'm just wondering, in the off season, is that something he could work on where it's just – you know, because, I mean, he could add probably 3 points to his scoring average a game if he took more threes, if not
more
than
that. Now, so now he has to figure out, do I take them off the dribble? Do they draw plays up for me to catch the ball behind the three and then I jack it? Do I have to – I mean, how does that work? Do I – now I got to work on just being ready to catch and shoot like a guy who's waiting for – he has the ball in his hands, so he's always creating. So those opportunities are there unless he forces the issue and be like, you know what, I'm going to make a cognitive effort of making sure – a conscious effort, excuse me, of making sure that I'm going to get X amount of threes up. And to me, that's not him. That's not his game. That's not how he plays. Some people can play like that. Not Kevin Durant. When they say, when Kevin Durant says he's just a hooper, that's exactly what he is. He go out there and just go with what was going down. And for the most part, his mid-range creates everything else. His back to the basket, when he gets that, that mid-range jumper, that in between off the block with his back to the basket and able to work that way, that sets up his three. The three doesn't set up all that other stuff. So I think, you know, I wouldn't touch – I mean, if I was him, I would – and if not broke, don't fix it. Come on, stop it.
I hear you. All right, last thing, and we got about a minute for your answer. Luka obviously playing terrifically, but, Eddie, I haven't seen, other than maybe Westbrook when he averages a triple-double, I haven't seen a team that revolves so much around one guy. And as great as Luka is, I just don't think that you can win – at the highest level like that. Am I wrong? Can he do it? I mean, dude is awesome.
No, but he's fantastic. He is a one-man show and almost like LeBron, but the difference between them, and I have this discussion with people all the time, and I say the difference between him and LeBron, they both are the system. They both are the guys you got to build around. But the one thing about LeBron literally made other guys better. I don't see Luka making anybody better on his team. I think guys get it because they out there are good and can get it. And on what I'm talking about is getting buckets and getting their numbers. But he doesn't elevate anybody's game by what he does. He gets numbers because he has the ball in his hands.
Right.
And those are fantastic numbers, and I'm not going to knock them. That's hard to do. I don't care how you get it. He's getting it. But it's going to also never attract another bona fide superstar, because they're not going to want to sit back and wait for him to not have a shot to get their opportunity.
Yeah, you see Rick Brunson is playing better. I mean, he was good last year, but he's showing stuff in New York that he didn't get to show in Dallas.
Too bad they're not winning.
I mean, they are what they are. They are what they are, you know.
The Knicks are at the bottom of the barrel. The Knicks been down there
for a
while.
500.
Man.
Yeah, they 500. I mean, they are what they are, you know. But
bottom of the barrel. But what really with Luka, though, man, I think with Luka, he's going to have to figure out a way. How can he make other guys better? Like like how LeBron used to do. LeBron would come out in a quarter and might not shoot the ball for a while, trying to get everybody else involved and get them going. Luka doesn't have that, and that's, to me, the evolution of him and the next step that he has to take. And that will entice other guys to be like, oh, I do want to go play with this guy. Because right now, I couldn't see another real young star that really feels like he's the guy that's going to take a backseat to that.
Right. I agree with you. That's our man, Eddie House, NBA champion. Great stuff, brother. Thank you.
Right on. Y'all take care.
Yep, we talking Nia Long next. That's right, you heard correctly.
What?
Nia Long. That's next.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Also, we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. But we won't. Instead, we'll just talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, folks, do apply. And this is the Odd Couple again with Chris and Rob here on Fox Sports Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we have got our man, DJ Alex Tyshirt.
Hey, yeah.
The segment that has him thinking he's Alex Trebek.
I mean, I am, but it's okay.
Well, the late Alex Trebek, and we need downloads, so we have to put Alex
on. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
We need downloads.
Look at Rob Brown nosing
what?
Already.
What? My
it's
nose Tyshirt's is already
Tower
brown.
Of Trivia. Look. Also known as... the Broussard Invitational. Yeah, that'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Alex, you know what? I was thinking that Cheesecake Factory has an Oreo cheesecake.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my.
I'm just
Rob's trying to get me into the spare tire club.
Hey, yes. Alex, I got some kale that's got your name on it.
Rob,
right?
Now see, Chris is speaking my language.
It's just to be put into the box and mailed, shipped to Sherman Oaks, all right?
By the time you get it, it'll be stale kale.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get to the NFL, Rob. Deshaun Watson. He's hard to believe, right? His 11-game suspension now is over.
His debut is happening.
Yes, his debut coming up this Sunday. He will start for the Browns. He's paid his dues, the 11 games, paid $5 million because of his sexual assault, as the league defined it. And he will be back and suiting up to lead the Cleveland Browns. Who they playing this week? They got
not the Texans.
That's right, in his old stomping grounds. Wow.
It's in Houston, Texas,
where he used to play, of course. And, Rob, he spoke today for the first time, since in months. And he's been practicing with the team. He's been in films and all that. So he should be ready, and the players are talking very excitedly about him. But here's what he said today, Rob. He didn't say much. Here's part of it.
Your agreement with the league was to undergo counseling and therapy while you were away. What did you learn about yourself during that time, and how do you apply that to now and going forward?
I respect your question, I understand, but that's more in that phase of clinical and legal stuff. And, I've been advised to, stay away from that and keep that personal.
Well, Rob, he didn't talk about any questions outside of football, as you heard. He said that repeatedly. What are your thoughts?
Mistake. Whoever's handling him, it's a bad mistake. And if he thinks he's going to run away from it and never address it, he's wrong. And reporters will keep asking it, Chris, until it takes – I don't understand. Like, these teams have PR people – Chris, they're multi-billion dollar companies and they don't understand how the media works. Hey, Deshaun, we got to have one press conference. Stay in the room. Answer everybody's question until they're done. And then you're done. And then they can't ask you another question about this. And from here on out, Chris, it'll be about football. It's so simple. Chris, you've been in the business. You know how journalists work. I mean, it's not a Deshaun Watson thing. This is how it works.
No, I agree. And we said the same thing with Kyrie. And now he's not getting questions about this anymore.
Yes.
Once he dealt with it, and it took him a while, but once he did deal with it, and when he came back, he went on with a local media person. Had a 21-minute interview and addressed situations.
Ian Begley, he did a great job.
Yeah, Begley, yep. And now it's just about basketball for the most part. Somebody may ask him here or there. And look, Deshaun on Sunday, Rob, because I'm sure you've seen, several of the accusers are going to go to the game. He's going to obviously be asked about it then. I get my assumption, Rob, is he'll take this same tact, but he's going to be asked about it again. But I do agree with you. And he could have come out there's only a few, really one thing for him to say, right? He comes, look, I did go through, counseling and it was good. I learned a lot about myself. I certainly won't be in any situations like that again.
I'm a better person for going through this, and I went through it.
Not much you have to say. I don't think you have to do the soul search. You've already done the soul searching. And so I think he could have handled it. He seemed like he was comfortable. He moved, he didn't answer the questions. But like to your point, they're going to keep being asked until he deals with it. And so I do think today would have been a good day to deal with it. And then he's going to have to handle it Sunday. If he dealt with it today, Rob, plays well on Sunday, and he's asked about the women and he answers the question.
All done.
Fairly. Yeah, then he can move on and it would be football. But as long as he doesn't deal with it, that's just going to kind of be the elephant in the room.
And Chris, you know, as reporters, there's people who want, they're going to keep asking until hoping that he breaks through. That one day he just says, okay, you know what? And or somebody pulls him aside, Chris, and they get an exclusive.
Well, you wonder if they may do, because sometimes, as you know, players will do that. They'll get a media person they have a relationship with, and they'll do it. So maybe he'll, I don't know if, it doesn't seem like that's his plan.
No,
it seemed
like I agree with you. I agree.
Address it.
Yeah. But it's a mistake. And it's just a mistake because they're not going anywhere. And once you give them, Chris, it's hard for them, like you say. You go, give them all the information, right? Answer all the questions, and then say, okay, guys, we good? You got all the questions?
Right. And that actually endears you somewhat to the media,
right,
too. Because you dealt with it. Look, guys, we cool? All right, let's move on.
Exactly.
Like Kevin Durant, when he came out early in the season, right, and said, look, I'm going to deal with the trade situation, you know,
and he talked about it, answered all the questions, Chris. That's it. It's over.
Then he did it on his own with was it Chris Haynes, or he did another interview, but that was his choice,
right,
to do it on his own. But yeah, and then so he's not really answering questions about that anymore, and it's kind of off the radar now.
People forget about that,
right,
Chris. I mean, like, he wasn't coming back. The Nets were a mess, and it's now they're 12-11, and the season is rolling on.
Right.
That's where they are. And here's the other thing. From his standpoint, if you do that, I think you're right. You have people look at you a little different. Hey, he didn't duck. He didn't hide. He talked about it. You know, you write that story about where he is mentally and what he went through and, you know, and then you can, you know, your bosses or your editors aren't saying, did you get Sean?
Right, because like, they're going to be on you till until somebody gets him.
And until somebody gets him. And then you're like, the whole time you feel like, well, I got to ask because if I don't ask this time and then somebody pulls him aside next, I'm going to be the one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Out in the cold with nothing. So you feel compelled every press conference to wind up saying something. So they need help with dealing with the media and how this thing goes. There's a way of dealing with it, Chris.
Do you have any issue with him playing? I mean, will you feel funny watching him or
where
you at on that?
He's served his penance, I should say, Chris, and there's a lot of people who have done way worse.
Right.
That are playing, that are working again, you know, in society. So I'm not one of those people that think, like, you know, if it was that bad, he'd be in prison and there would be no conversation. It wasn't like that.
Well, it was thrown out, you know, two courts, you know, failed to prosecute.
So, I'm not in that camp.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And if people decide that they don't want to root for him, Chris, I respect that too.
Right. You can do what you want. Well, and I, as I said, Rob, several of the accusers will be at the game. And the lawyer, of course, Tony Busby, who, you know, was representing them, he says some of the women, they don't even want to ever hear his name mentioned again.
Right. They've lived it. They're done.
Right. Others are going to the game. They want to go to the game. I don't know. It'll be interesting because I mean, the only reason I can think possible, Rob, that they want to go to the game is to make some sort of
statement.
I mean, really, yeah, statement. Like, why? I'm sure they don't want to go and watch him. They might be the biggest football fans in the world, but I'm sure they don't want to go to watch him play. And so I don't know what they'll do, but it's certainly their right. But that's surprising to me that they're going to the game.
Well, mostly because the Texans are playing and nobody in Houston wants to go to the Texans play.
They got good seats.
They got a section to themselves, Chris. That's why they're at the game.
Man.
I'm with you. I don't think if I was involved in a traumatic situation, I don't think I'd want to spend any time or dealing with that dude anymore.
Right.
I mean, really.
And people deal with trauma differently, so I get it.
You're right.
I don't think there's a statement, like, I don't think they're going to be able to make a statement, Rob, that's going to really be disruptive and take over the game. Unless it's like hundreds of people with them. You know what I mean?
What do you expect? I mean, this is, they probably will sell out. I mean, they're not selling tickets down there. People, I was in Houston a couple of weeks ago, Chris, and I was there.
You went to the game?
No, I was in, you know, I went to that Warriors-Rockets game
night.
But they had Texans were playing, and my friends down there, all of them, when I said, hey, you guys want to go to the game, football game too? You know, do a double header? No. We're not interested. No, like they were at no interest.
Yeah.
But they'll probably be a sellout or a big crowd because this is their chance to get their licks in on him because he didn't want to be there. So it's natural for fans to want to boo a guy who didn't want to be a part of your
city. Who was so great.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Rob, how we've talked about it before. You like a team can go decades without getting a franchise quarterback.
Right. So they're not going to be happy about it.
And now you get one and he demands his way out. But that's the thing. And again, the accusers, God bless them, they can do what they want. But it's already going to be very anti-Watson. That I don't think they're going to, and maybe, I mean, again, I don't know. I can't imagine they just want to go see him. But maybe they're like, look, everybody's going to be booing him, right? It's going to be nasty treatment of him, and we want to be a part of that. So maybe that's it. But I don't think they're going to stand out. You know, unless it's a ton of them.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.